This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com and Equities.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning company, MetaFocus Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MDFZF. Their last year's earnings fiscal ended in March of 2018. They did $2.6 million. Their market cap is just a tad bit under $4 million. With us today, we're very excited to have him, the CEO of the company, Dr. William Chow. Dr. Chow, welcome to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you about MetaFocus. Well, I guess our general manager, John, and medical director, Dr. Stuart Katz, was on your show about a month ago.
That's correct.
And as you know, like Dr. Katz, who came on your show before, I'm also a practicing urologist who has always been interested in minimally invasive treatment of the enlarged prostate, or BPH, and prostate cancer. Because after having practiced medicine for over 30 years, I'm fully aware of the potential side effects of medications and surgeries. Therefore, I'm always looking for the best possible treatment options for my patients. That's how I initially got involved with ProLeave as an end user, then Edisys medical director, and now as a CEO. After seeing how my patients improved after the ProLeave treatment for the enlarged prostates compared to other minimally invasive treatment options and medications, I'm convinced that ProLeave is one of the best and safest treatment options for most men with symptomatic BPH, especially after conducting a risk and benefit analysis for each patient. Recently, the FDA has approved our five-year follow-up study, which confirmed the safety, efficacy, and the very positive long-term durable outcome of ProLeave. The certified An independently conducted FDA post-market study clearly demonstrated improvement avoiding symptoms, urinary flow rate, and quality of life. Other key findings were that the PSA and the size of the prostate gland remain unchanged. It is an important milestone that these findings have been thoroughly reviewed and approved by the FDA, because now we can officially promote the ProLeave in treating men with symptomatic enlarged prostate and in preventing the rising PSA, which can occur as a natural progression of the prostate condition with age. More importantly, we can help many men alleviate the anxiety over the rising PSA and to avoid unnecessary prostate biopsies and the potential complications such as bleeding and infections.
Well, let me ask you this. ProLeave, how's that product different than the other products that are on the market? And how? And just walk me through the treatment, how that is affected.
ProLeave is the only third-generation thermodilatation device on the market now, as opposed to the first and second-generation transurethral microwave treatment of the prostate. It comes with the dilatation balloon, which would reduce the blood flow in and out of the prostate during the treatment. Therefore, when you apply the microwave energy through a small antenna embedded within the treatment catheter, you don't really have to crank up that much heat, and the patient would not feel the discomfort that's associated with the high-energy treatment. So we can deliver a very effective thermal dose to the prostate to cause what we call programmed cell death or apoptosis to the prostate to cause gradual internal scarring and open up the channel. Plus, the balloon would actually cause almost like an angioplasty balloon for the coronary artery disease. It would open up the prostatic channel so patients can urinate right after that. That's the big selling point of our technology.
Can you tell my listeners a little bit some of your plans and what you guys got going on behind the scenes of curing breast cancer?
Okay. As we speak, we're quickly building a point about findings recently approved by the FDA to explore the feasibility of utilizing not just ProLeave, but the APA 1000, which I'll explain to you, the ProLeave first, in treating early prostate cancer. Since most prostate cancer detected these days are early cancers due to rising PSA, specifically with very minor improvement in the already proven safe and effective ProLeave treatment, we're about to enter the very exciting arena of focal therapy for prostate cancer, and hopefully we can help a large, a very high percentage of early prostate cancer patients avoid surgery and radiation and the side effects. And Everett, right after our first interview with you about a month ago, we have submitted a new patent application for an innovative microwave cluster tissue ablation technology to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, adding to our already large portfolio of patents. This new patent will be very important, since our innovation will further enhance the efficacy of our existing Proleaf and APA 1000 breast cancer thermotherapy technology to treat prostate, breast, and other cancers using our focused healing technology with and without the simultaneous injection of chemo or immunotherapy agents. Since these agents are injected directly into the lesion or the cancer targets followed by microwave heat activation instead of the usual intravenous injections, our approach would likely enhance the efficacy and reduce the systemic side effects of these agents. This patent-pending method of treatment is certainly very exciting, and we are planning to start a quick proof of concept study utilizing Proleaf in treating 10 to 20 prostate cancer patients who elect to undergo active surveillance instead of surgery or radiation. Now, let me just try to explain our new cluster ablation technology in layman terms. What we plan to do is that with a very simple modification of our current method of treatment, we basically employ microwave to trigger and heat activate a pre-implanted cluster bomb, so to speak, within the cancer target to kill the cells and to create a local immune response in order to open up channels to chase after metastatic lesions. Again, this can be done with or without simultaneous injection of chemo or immunotherapy agents. Such cluster tissue ablation technology may enhance the efficacy of our Proleaf and APA 1000 breast cancer microwave treatment table, which we had licensed from MIT. As you recall, in one of our FDA Phase 2 clinical trials, APA 1000 thermotherapy, when combined with chemotherapy, was able to reduce the breast cancer volume by a very impressive 88% compared to only 58% reduction with chemotherapy alone. There's no doubt that minimally invasive combination therapy is the way to go and will become the trend for future cancer treatment.
Phase 3, where are we at in that process?
I'll talk about phase 3 later, but I think that it's more important to see how we can get the funding for phase 3 and how can we increase our valuation of the company first in order to attract funding. Again, Everett, we're just a very small microcap company with very limited resources. However, after some cost-cutting maneuvers, Metaphors was not only able to become self-sustainable, I was fortunate to rebuild our company and to assemble a very talented, dedicated, and efficient team of employees and consultants who not only deliver excellent services to our customers, but also strive to enhance our company's valuation through clinical R&D and at the same time expand our IP portfolio and position ourselves very well to developing pipeline products through venture partnership. I'm confident that we can bring this best-in-class, minimally invasive treatment options to our patients through our passion and clinical experience. I've started to assemble two R&D teams behind Proleaf and APA 1000 in order to achieve their full clinical potential and to become truly world-class medical devices for cancer treatments. Over the past 2 years, I in terms of funding, this is what I'm trying to get at. Right now, you know, we have to get the to attract funding, we have to go one more step. Over the past 2 years, I've traveled to Asia a couple of times to present our company at major international conferences and to promote Proleaf there. Now, for the first time outside the U.S., Proleaf has been performed and reimbursed by several insurance carriers in Hong Kong, which is a very important milestone for our global market expansion. We are also in the process of helping other Asian distributors to open up Proleaf markets in South Korea, Malaysia, Thailand, Singapore, and China as well. So going back to the funding, finally, Everett, by expanding the clinical application of Proleaf as a focal therapy treatment of choice for early prostate cancer, and by expanding the global marketplace for Proleaf, especially in Asia, when the incidence of BPH and cancer of the prostate and the breast are on the rise, we can greatly increase our gross margin. Now, this is where I'm coming at. This will in turn improve our valuation and allow us to seek funding for the phase 3 FDA clinical trial already approved for our APA 1000 breast cancer treatment table. Without that, I don't think that any investors would come in, not seeing any future in our company, and not be able to see some improvement of our revenue and the traction that we have created. And at the end, we want to also license other microwave thermotherapy technologies into our pipeline as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. My guest today is Dr. William Chow. He's the CEO of Metafocus, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MDFZF. Dr. Chow, in closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I think there's a lot of information here. Again, Everett, thank you very much for the opportunity to update your listeners about our revenue-generating microwave thermal compression technologies, our clinical R&D plans with new patent pending, and our global market initiatives. I think Medical Focus is a very interesting company, not just a service company that we service nationally, and we have performed 100,000 cases of ProLeaf to date in the U.S. alone. We are going internationally. And I think that this is the best time to invest in this microcap company. And it's my pleasure to talk with you, and I hope to talk with you again.
I couldn't agree with you more. For my listeners, take a look for this biotechnology company. I do think they got some great products in the hopper here and ready to be brought to commercial use here probably in the next two or three, maybe four quarters. We're talking about Metafocus is a company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. Look them up on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol MDFZF. Very, very undervalued at 2 cents a share. Dr. Child, thank you for your time. I always appreciate you coming on the show when you can, and please don't hesitate to come back on the show and give us a 40 or 50 day update from now, and let us know what's going on behind the scenes.
Sure, Everett. Thank you very much for your help.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.